18 minutes past 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We do our community profile for the week, and today we're speaking to Sandy Immelman, a founder of the Helderberg Baby Saver and founding member of Baby Savers SA. Sandy, a very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
So this, we understand, all started with the story of one baby called Baby Amber, and that inspired you to start the Helderberg Baby Saver.
That's correct. Baby Amber was found in, it was February of 2014, down by a river near the taxi rank in Somerset West. And a friend of mine who was involved with the Somerset West Neighborhood Watch was one of the responders. And a vagrant with his dog had gone down by the river and found this newborn baby lying there. She was quite cold already, although it was a hot day. She had ants crawling all over her. And he brought her up to the road and hailed down a police vehicle, who then put out the call for help. And my friend Judith took the little baby girl and wrapped her in a blanket and held her until the ambulance came. And they called her Amber after the ambulance. And it was very emotive, as you can imagine. And she actually, we were allowed to visit baby Amber in the hospital. And we just started talking and saying, how on earth can somebody be so desperate that they feel there's nowhere else to go and nothing they can do other than give birth all by themselves, chew through the cord and leave the baby lying there. And we felt there had to be something we could do to try and put another option in place for somebody who's got to that space of desperation, just to prevent this happening again.
So tell us a little bit more about the initiative and how it unfolded after that.
Okay, so I started investigating and I came across this concept of the baby saver. There were a couple of them already in our country and quite a few overseas in different countries. America and places like that have got them. And by chance, I happened to visit a woman who had a baby saver. I'd never even heard of them prior to this stage. And because nobody had ever used it, she had taken it down and it was just rusting in her garage. And she gave that to me. And my husband, who's an engineer, he fixed it up. And I started asking around in the community and negotiating and trying to find where would be a good place to put this baby saver. Because I'm sure you can understand, it can't be somewhere too distant that people can't get to it. It can't be too isolated, so it's unsafe. But it also can't be too public. You can't put it at a taxi rank, for example, because nobody's going to use it if they're going to be seen. And the perfect solution came up, and that was the Choices Crisis Pregnancy Center on the edge of Somerset West, and quite accessible from all sides. So from the Strand, from Solaris Pass, from the Helderberg areas, they could all get there quite easily. And they agreed to let us build it into the wall there. And people did everything. They donated, the people who put in the alarm system, the electrics, the building, everything was all done by community. It was an amazing thing to see.
Now, are there legalities? I mean, like, can someone just come and leave a baby and move on because they don't want to take responsibility? Or do they have to kind of give some legal authority over to you guys? Because one would assume sometimes it could happen later on down the line. They have a change of heart. There could be legal issues that arise.
Okay, so we are very adamant about the fact that this is a last resort. This is not something that you choose to do instead of approaching. We encourage women to and girls who are in crisis pregnancy to get the support and the help that they need. This is when somebody has got to the point that they've been completely abandoned by all the systems, by their family, community, most importantly, the father, because no woman would leave their baby in a dustbin if they were supported in any way. And as soon as the baby's put into the baby saver, an alarm is triggered and the security company is dispatched, the ambulance is dispatched, and one of our responder team is dispatched. and the baby is checked on the premises and then taken up to the hospital. And at that stage, we hand over directly to the Wandisa Adoption Agency, and they do all the legalities. They ensure everything is done as it needs to be. And that includes putting adverts out regionally and locally, so that if somebody had, for example, taken someone's baby and put it there, they call for family to come forward. And there is also a 60-day waiting period. So we also put that word out. If this person, it could have maybe been the mother of the mother, for example, if they have a change of heart, they can contact Wandisa. They will counsel them and reunify them if it's at all possible.
Now, in terms of stats, I mean, since you started, how many such babies have you had to care for?
Well, we, the Helderberg Baby Saver, has had 13 babies over the decade that we've been there, 13 little lives that have been saved. And overall, Baby Savers throughout South Africa, I think there's been over 500 babies saved through Baby Savers. But the stats of abandonment are humongous in this country. It's devastatingly high. And some babies are never found, which obviously means that they would have died wherever they were left. But of the babies that are found, two out of every three found are dead. And the one out of the three that has survived is often severely compromised. So, yeah, abandonment in this country is a huge issue.
What motivates you, Sandy? What keeps you dedicated to this project?
Well, saving 13 lives is quite something. The team that I work with are all amazing women. And I think the fact that I got to meet some of these babies after they'd been adopted, a very special one was a baby who, a little girl who was adopted, and the family started a scrapbook and to tell her story and to record things for her. And they told her that her mom loved her so much that she chose a future and a life for her by putting her into the saver. And she wanted to see the saver. So they asked me to meet them there, and she could open the door and look inside and see where her mommy had put her to keep her safe. You know, that is motivation, just one of those, never mind 13.
What plans do you have for the future in terms of the initiative?
In terms of?
The Baby Saver Initiative?
Well, we are busy at the moment, the Baby Saver South Africa, if I can go over to that as opposed to just the Helderberg Baby Saver. Mm. I'm one of the founding members of that. And this was an initiative to try, because they're not recognized by the government, there are no legalities in place. We wanted to put some kinds of procedures in place to help guide people and make sure that they've been run safely. So we formed Baby Saver South Africa a few years ago, and we have about 40, just over 40 baby savers that are members. And we give guidance and help people put the right protocols in place and make sure things have been done correctly. But what we're fighting for the most is to get a safe haven law agreed to in South Africa, because at this stage there is no safe haven law, which means that any form of abandonment is criminal. We feel that abandonment, unsafe abandonment, is a criminal act, but we would like safe relinquishment through a baby saver to be seen as something that is not criminal, so that a baby's right to life is the priority here.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much for your time and all the best.
Thank you. Any comments on Baby Savers from your side?
Well, I think it's a initiative that requires support. Like you say, it's an absolute last resort. It's not something you want parents to do, but rather than dumping a kid in a trash can somewhere, this gives the kid a chance.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly it.
Thank you, Sandy.